Classic FM 97.3. That is the station you are listening to at this point in time. And it's time for Business Half Hour. Taiwo Oyewole in the studio with me is a social distancing style. We have Uwade at the other end and a guest as well at the other end. And quite interestingly, she's going to be talking about what we are doing now, the new normal. Good morning. Nice to have you, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning, morning. Everyone.
Good morning, Tenny.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to today's edition of Business Half Hour in partnership with Naira Metrics. Today we have a guest on the show. She's a film, television, and theater producer and talent manager. She's, well, I'll let her tell you more about the other ones there, but she's got a production, a new production, which was meant to be released last year, incidentally. I'm curious to find out how she came out of the topic, the new normal, which is something that we're talking about now.
She's got a crystal ball.
Yes, maybe she has a crystal ball. And she had planned to release it this year, but had to be put aside due to the COVID-19 pandemic. She's worked with various theater productions, The Secret Lives of Baba Segi, The Lux Theater, Saved, 2018 film, a school project like that, and amongst other positions and roles in that entire space. Good morning, can we meet you?
Good morning. My name is Teniola Olatoni, and I'm a filmmaker. That's what I like to call myself now. So I like theater, I like film, I like television, and I like telling stories. That's my passion, stories. I like African voices because those stories are important to us, things that happen to us, things that make sense. You know, we can recognize the characters in movies and theaters. So that's my passion. That's what I like to do.
Okay. All right. So you talked about you making movies, liking
yes.
Things that make sense. When you talk about things that make sense, what exactly do you mean by that?
You know, there's some topics that are personal to us by virtue of either we're Africans, we're women, we're Nigerians even. You know, there's some stories that are there. There's some things we can relate to, and there are things we can definitely relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do, for example, with this, my latest production, is to pick characters and scenarios of things that we see, and we're just wondering, really? As in,
can this ever happen to someone?
Hello?
I said, mean, can this ever happen to someone? You mean this happened
exactly.
to someone?
Exactly. Well, you just realize that actually even the strangest things are so familiar in a way. We all know one. You know, there's some things we know and we're just like, okay, is that why that person behaves like this?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we try to explore in the movie without giving too much away. And I looked at the scenarios and for me, they just told me the new normal. I was like, the new normal.
Are you sure you weren't ahead of us? You didn't jump ahead of us into 20.
I can only say the Holy Spirit because I'm like the new normal, Bitibao. But it was the only thing bringing as a title. Like, look at all the things you want to explore. This is it. This is it's about finding your new normal. It's about things just changing suddenly, and you have to just gather yourself and adjust.
That's right.
Your new normal. Unconsciously creating your new normal. And here we are today.
So, I mean, knowing what you know now, knowing what we're currently going through, and the delayed release of the production there, would you say that title and what we're experiencing right now, or what we're going to be experiencing post lockdown or post COVID-19 in that sense there? Would you say there's still an alignment, for example?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, what you find is, if you think about it, throughout life, every day we experience something, you know? Some things are very simple. We take them for granted. We don't even know that it occurs. Some things are earth-shattering. Now, what is simple and you take for granted? Another person, it is their yepa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what I know is you have two options. You can roll over and play dead. Or you can gather yourself and get over it. Every time you do that, you are effectively creating a whole new normal. Unconsciously, you are doing it. So what we're seeing now, these are things that so far removed. Imagine if they had told us that we won't be able to go to church. As in, why? You're not sick now. You yourself, you're not sick. Not that you can't go. The church is closed. What do you mean the church is closed? We're at the church now. Why can't we go? We can't. Suddenly, we cannot do gather. As in, book is your birthday. I can't even come over and say happy birthday, give you a hug. As in, how?
It's interesting.
You know, so you just find that. Okay, and guess what? We're still alive. We have not yet died. But I thought that if something like this happened, everybody roll over and die. But we're humans. We're not trees. We're dynamic. And it's a reset. So it's that time where we have to now look at us now. We're having a meeting. We're fine. We're observing social distancing. We're getting it on. Once upon a time, it would have looked impossible.
But you've done other things before filmmaking. Because someone out there would want to, you know how it's been like on that path. What was it you were doing? How did you get on this lane? Because you could inspire somebody out there. So could you tell that story of how this journey all began and how you can actually navigate this path in this new normal? But let's start from the very beginning.
Okay, so there's me 20 years ago. Like I said, I've always been interested in telling stories, people's stories. I always wanted to be behind the camera, controlling from behind, and just literally telling stories. But of course, uni, my parents were like, you say what? Please finish this work that you have started, get this degree out of the way. Then what you like, you can do with yourself. So somehow, now I feel like it's a dream deferred, 20 years waiting. In 2018, about the 2nd of January 2018, I literally woke up and very, very strong spirit and that voice that just said, it's now or never. Now, do it. Stop talking about it. Stop thinking it. Go for it. So there I go. I started. I tried. I looked around. I'm one of those people who likes to know what everybody is doing. If I'm going to do something, I want to know what should be happening. I want to know how to do it. So did a stint at film school that lasted about 3 months, did a short film, and then the theater production came. And then I decided, I was working on a TV series that I wanted to put together, and then decided, you know what, let's do the film, introduce the characters, and then see if we want to get to know them more in a series. But in a film, it's easier to tell the story and everybody can align, and once you know the characters, it's easier to follow them afterwards. So that's how it became film. And I can only just say,
hello.
So this technology.
This is where you have that issue with technology.
Okay.
Because it's frozen now, but I'm sure she would be back soon. Okay.
If you want something.
All right, we need to actually let her get back on form now. Taiwo, you know, it's quite interesting when you switch path. A lot of people do not have that courage sometimes to move from one lane and move to the other. So how would you advise anybody who feels, this is, you're in this lane and you want to switch? It's not easy, but if that is what your heart is telling you, how would you advise that person?
So
hold on, Tenny. Let Taiwo talk.
Switching is never easy. For some people it is, because they're probably switching to a related field. But if you're switching to something that is completely alien to you, you have to go through the basics, the rudimentary, you have to learn the basics all over again. And similar to what Tenny has said, that she did a stint in film school. It's not because you don't have the ideas or some of the things you want to do, but there's no magical way to do it. You can't just arrive there, because there are people who have been doing these things even before you decided you wanted to switch careers or switch anything there. And so it's important to arm yourself with as much knowledge develop capacity in certain other areas, and then pray and hope that your gut instincts, your passion, your energy, your diligence, and every other thing that you have to bring to the table, coupled with the knowledge and that you've acquired, and maybe a little practical experience you've acquired, can propel you, you know, as quickly as possible to be able to get there. But changing career paths is never the same. Sometimes you have to go back to the very beginning to start all over again, you know. So I can identify with what she's saying, you know, and that's always a struggle with people. Like, does it now mean I'll have to go back all the years I've worked doing this thing? I'll now have to go back to the very beginning again
to
go
and learn
something new, you know. And then, so the turning we see today, maybe in another 10 years, you know, the her experiences would have helped form a different persona, a different turning, you know. Mm-hmm. And the kind of things and conversations we'll be having with her will be a bit more advanced, that someone that is about to start again would only be dreaming and aspiring to get to that point, you know. So okay. I think that's right. But let's cut back to Tenny now. She's the star of the show today.
So tell us now, based on everything he said, what were those experiences? Were there moments of frustration, switching path, or, you know, finances? Those are the things somewhat important.
I mean, I think the first thing is, when you say to people, I'm switching, they look at you like, we're ready. you know how we're like, you already do this one again. But it's, as he said, it's never an easy thing. Finance, I had some savings, but they were not going to reach anywhere. So for me, I always say, start with, you see, your immediate circle is your first support. Mm-hmm. You need to speak out. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you're looking for. Be honorable. Be truthful. If you tell someone you need their support, be truthful. Tell them what you need and let them see how they can support. Some things it will be in kind. It may not necessarily be cash. You have to budget. You have to know what you want to do. And don't take criticism as, you know, if somebody doesn't understand your vision, it doesn't mean that your vision is wrong or your vision is bad. It just means I need to realign. Find another way to talk to this person, to make if this person is important to your vision, find another way to let them know that they're important to it. Learn their language that they will understand, you know. And it's really planning and just asking God to bless those plans.
That's right.
Because you can be the tightest planner and still find out it's not going anywhere. Mm. And some waiting times are really just times for you to look back, look inwards, restart. We wanted to release this movie in February, and everything was just looking, what's going on? Why is it, you know, why are we getting delays on editing things? Even the editor will tell me, this has never happened to me before. And I'm thinking, what's going on? What's this about? But today I can tell you that the plans were already laid, and it's just going to happen
at the appointed time.
As it is, I'm telling you, that's it.
Let's go to Owade. Owade.
Okay, so Tanya, I hear you, and great advice that you've given to everyone. My question will be this. Looking at where you're coming from a finance, from a perspective of raising finance and what the new normal is today, what advice do you have for those who are coming? Because things are going to change. You said something about your immediate surrounding being your support. How do you convince people in that manner to ensure that? Because the new normal really is going to change things. You're not going to see people. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to rely on people's words and trusting them to do the things that you need to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's going to be a whole new ball game. As in, everybody has to become expert talker. You know how you can, when you are seeing someone face to face, you can hug them and say, "Ah, Ejo, please." You are going to have to learn how to transport your feelings into everything that you submit. So, for example, if you have to write to someone, you've got to now learn how to put together that proposal that the person will be hearing your voice enough as they are reading it. They're hearing your voice, and of course, things are going to be tighter. People are going to be more careful, because money is not flowing as it was. Even people who have said, "Oh, I'll help you," in the last 2 months, things have changed. So you have to go back to the drawing board. As Sarah was saying earlier, that a lot of people are very resistant to going back to the beginning. But always, it's the one thing that's constant, change. And as soon as you understand that, things will always change. Your reaction is the only thing that you can help. So you can decide, this thing is not going to work. Or you can go back, retweak it, draw it again, look for the lines, the ones you can do cheaper, the ones you can do without, start removing them. That's it. It's the only way forward, because it's going to keep on changing. And this is it. This is how it's going to be. We're going to have to do things differently.
All right. We will take a break now on Business Half Hour. We're talking with Teniola, and she's talking about her new production titled The New Normal. She's the CEO of So Much Productions. Did I get that right? All right. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us here. You are listening to Classic FM 97.3. This is Gabrielle telling you that your dreams can actually come true. Don't give up on them. That is the way to tell that you're actually still alive and well, having dreams. You know, just go for your dreams. And sometimes, a lot of times we're scared to try because of failure. Is failure actually bad?
Well,
is failure bad? I need to know, because as children, when you fail, everybody makes you feel bad. But I think we need to start projecting failure in a new light. Am I wrong? A new normal?
I think failure, like some people say, some of the biggest lessons. It teaches the best teacher. But maybe we'll get that perspective from Tenny today, and let Telly tell us about some of the failures she had. We know she's been involved in several pies, so. She's smiling. She's.
Yes, because see that word itself. I don't do failures though. I do challenges to be overcome. I do learning to learn.
That's nice.
So I tend to agree with Bukola. Failure is not. It's only failure when you don't learn from it. You're not a tree now. You are going to try something, and when you try, if it doesn't work. You cannot lie down and kill yourself there. You need to evaluate and move on. So yes, I ran a restaurant and a bar with a group of friends. We did that for about 5 years with Akashe. And moving on from there, as far as I'm concerned, we set out to achieve something. We achieved it. It ran its course. Sometimes you also need to know when to say enough. You know, I think we hold on to things around here because we don't want labels. When you change, people assume that, oh, it didn't do well. But what was your expectation? What was your plan for it? Did you achieve that? Did it go where it should go? If it didn't, it's okay too. You can continue. Okay, so if you have identified that I cannot continue doing this thing, so you will just continue so that you can waste more resources. You can depress yourself further because you don't want people to say you are failing. It's not failure if you don't learn from it. What you do is take the lessons from that experience. When you move on, move with the lessons. Leave the baggage behind. Move with the lessons. I make jewelry, and I had a jewelry store, and I was making contemporary. It was a good time for me, but somehow I felt like I wanted to be doing more, and this has put me here. So I think people need to just stop trying to explain yourself to people constantly. This is you now. This is what you're doing. If you keep dwelling on, I think I'm failed. Oh, if I fail, if I don't do this, people are going to say, if you don't do what is in your heart, that is when you would have failed yourself, and that's the biggest failure of all. You have to use that gift. You have to use that talent. You have to be ready to pick yourself up. You're not a tree. You can move. You're not. You are moving as in you are human.
It's all about dynamism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be dynamic. So it's really about.
Go on, please.
Yes.
I just wanted to. You said something about people. And I'd like to expatiate on that. You ran a business with a group of people. You made up your mind to stop it at a point in time. How did you manage 5 people?
There were three others.
A second person is bad enough. We're not talking about 5. Now, we're not even talking about the people who work under you. Who you have to pay salary at the end of every month. How did you handle all this?
So here's the thing. I like to call it a gift. I have an unbelievable capacity to look you in the face and be silent. So when you are going off and you are I'm looking at you and I'm not contributing, you do know that you have to, your temper has to come down, right? At that point, you have to calm down because you are the only one shouting. So it's managing people, human, what's it called? Human aspect is the greatest challenge in anything that you can do, because again, you are dynamic, they're dynamic. So you're constantly trying to put your vision across and make somebody else understand it, and then work with you in achieving it. Whether they're working directly as your contemporary or you are in charge of them, everybody has their own idea of how they want to do their work. Meanwhile, you have an expectation. Rule number one, be clear about what it is you want. Don't be shifting the goalpost every time it suits you. Be clear what you want from each person, so that when they don't deliver, your vision is always clear. It is clear that this is what we agreed. This is what you are doing contrary to it. Don't be changing and just be flexible on top of their head so that they don't even know what's happening. That's one. Now, come with honesty. If things are not going well, speak up. If you are upset about something, say it before it festers and it becomes, this is my enemy, this is not your enemy. Take criticism and criticize people. Criticize what they do, not their person. It's important.
Constructive criticism.
This person is not doing this well. It's different from Wade is a bad person. Wade is not. It's different from Wade is a bad person. If I start with Wade is a bad person, Wade cannot hear anything else I say. In his mind, I have concluded that he's bad. So therefore,
nothing good. Nothing good can come from him.
Exactly. And pick, if you have a professional job to do, hire professionals. Hire people who know. Hire people who can. If you want to hire people to learn, you have to be ready to teach. So it depends on your hire. If you know that all of these people are new at this, so you are, they're looking to you to teach them, then you have to teach. You cannot assume that they must know it by sheer, I don't know, wishful thinking. So if you need people who know, then hire people who know. It's important. Use your resources fit into the holes that you need to plug. And you yourself have to continue to train yourself, be patient. I Bukola knows me. I can say a lot of nasty things, but I'm never rude when I say it. I will get my message across, but I am not rude. So you cannot accuse me of being rude. I am as polite as they come, but I will tell you exactly what it is that you are doing wrong.
Being blunt.
You will be wondering,
it's British modesty, you know. So where you're lapping it all up, you know.
Oh,
exactly.
Yes. But you're giving it.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, human aspect is the greatest challenge. Mm-hmm. But you also, because you are the driver, you are going to have to learn, because you will have some passengers that will constantly say, where are we going now?
Emotional intelligence.
We'll get there.
Emotional intelligence is very key when you're managing people.
It is.
I think.
It is.
And probably a lot of people don't actually have that. If you have emotional intelligence, you'll know when to drop it and when not to drop it.
Yes.
You understand each and every person in your crew, and you know how you will deal with A, deal with B, and deal with C.
Everybody has different needs. And sometimes you have to step out of yourself, put yourself in that person's shoes for a moment to understand why they are behaving like that, or they are doing something, and speak in a language that they understand. So I have, sometimes in my office, I say some things and apparently I talk very fast. So they look at me and okay. And then they walk away. And then I'm thinking, 10, 15, 20 minutes later, I'm expecting a response. I'm not getting it. And I'm like, what's happening? They're like, we didn't understand what you said. I'm like, well, you can just say it. Just ask me the question. Don't go away. And then don't do it. So I've had to learn that, okay, sometimes you actually do have to ask. Are we clear? What's your understanding of what I have,
feedback,
what my expectations are? And be patient. Just be patient. You have to be patient with people. And you have to know when to bring out the whip and when to bring out the carrot and the sweets. And so people respond to that. If you bring your own A game, you expect things from people, you have to be prepared to do those things as well. Mm-hmm. And it makes people feel more comfortable. It makes them feel part of something, ownership. And then we're good to go.
So, Tenny, before we have our time is almost fast spent. I want to find out your take. So this is COVID-19 era. What's your take on it? What's it for as a business, as a business owner? What's your outlook? What do you hope to take out of this in 30 seconds?
I hope to continue to create. I hope to continue to amend and change online movie release. I mean, for example, premiere was the thing and we all gather. We have to find a different way to do it. So whether it's going to be online, we have to just go with it. If we have to wear masks, we make them fancy.
So are you having a go at me now?
That's it. We have to. We just have to roll with the punches. And I think eventually we will find the balance and suddenly it'll be time to change again. And that's all we can do. Keep changing, keep innovating, keep getting it. And I don't know.
Okay, so my last question. Can you give us a teaser from the movie? Just a snippet, what people should look forward to.
It's the lessons that die. The characters, I can't wait for you to meet them. Michael, Hijra, there's no way. I can't even give it away because you have to meet them. Just follow us at Sama Stories and you'll keep getting the season. I'm sure I'm going to be back on this program giving you even more of what's happening, and hopefully I'll have a day soon when everyone can watch it. That's my desire.
Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Tenny, could you take where we can follow you just one more time so that our listeners hear
your details?
Okay.
Your online presence.
The details, yes, for the movie.
At Salmash Stories. Just follow us on Instagram at Salmash Stories. You can also follow me too. Me too. I like Tatafo at Teniola Olatoni. So, yeah.
On Instagram. That's on Instagram.
So Salmash is spelled SOURMASH.
RMASH, yes. Stories.
Stories. On Instagram. Thank you, Tenny. Thank you for joining us this morning virtually.
Thank
but I think it was fun speaking with you.
Up Freddy Ben.
So this has been an edition of Business Half Hour today. Owade, thanks for logging in remotely as well. Bokola. Thanks for ensuring that we are safe here.
Thanks for being in the studio.
Yes. This is how we do it now.
Yeah, so this is our new normal right here.
Yes.
You know,
it's interesting.
This has been an edition of Business Half Hour for today in partnership with Naira Metrics.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tenny, for coming on the show. So your last word to anybody who is aspiring, you know, to change lanes the way you change lanes, what's that advice you would give to that person?
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Fearlessly.
Just do it.
Like Nike.
Just do it.
All right. Thank you very much, Tenny. And Tenny.
Thank you.
Up Freddy Ben.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. That's it on the show this morning. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day, people.